And that's where Christianity does explode, is at that level of, is that traditional or blue meme, amber altitude level, because that's the altitude at which it is codified into orthodoxy that is actually scalable. And this is why, and you know, you read a lot of the history of Christianity and even Cynthia's work, that the, you know, Council of Nicaea came in and basically suppressed the, it was so-called Gnostic at that time, but it was more of a just a direct transmission of the Spirit versus an orthodox Nicene creed that there's one Father, there's one, you know, just basically sorted out the master story that has been the master story of Christianity ever since. And it did not include a lot of contemplative work. I mean, that was marginalized because contemplative work is not useful at that level. Actually, people need to conform. People need to believe in the story. This is what gets people, armies, and people lined up and societies organized into greater structures. So you could argue that that should have happened. That's part of the history of Christianity. It's not like things got suppressed by a power structure. They did, of course, politics and power. But politics and power is just basically the lower right of reality. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the ways the ball's moved. And so that's, you know, where I get a little sort of bristly about the typical critique of Christianity, that it somehow went wrong.
Yes.
It actually went right. And then at some point, that becomes the conformity, and the story becomes boring to people. And of course, science and facts and rationality come in. So people have to, in a way, lose their religion to move on.
Yeah.
And people who move into the orange meme, and when you're talking about moving into modernity and the orange meme here, and orange altitude also, it's scholarly.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, faith and, you know, trying to figure out the mind of God, which was, of course, the traditional project, now becomes anthropology, archaeology, language, culture studies, historical criticism, the kind of thing where we begin to look at the whole Christianity as an it, as a third person, and see, who was this guy?
What happened here?
Yeah. And this is an engagement with religion by people who actually aren't lit up necessarily. But there's something, I think to some degree, you know, we all have. In fact, I look around, I see my friends, I see my family, and, you know, we're modernists, we've been to college, many of us, and, you know, we all live in the world. And there's this myth about this Jesus and God, and we, you know, we want to make sure we're baptized and that we get our funerals and our weddings, and we want to make sure our bases are covered. But is it the most important thing in our lives? In fact, I was just looking at a poll that said that 9% of Americans say that religion is the most important thing in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That's shocking
when
you consider that if we look even at current events in Afghanistan, the people demonstrated in the streets, not when the soldier went out and killed 17 villagers in their sleep, including children. I mean, there's a lot of official consternation about that. In terms of the street, nothing. What happened when the Quran was burned was mobs storming the barricades, because religion is absolutely the most important thing in your life at that stage of the game.